watching my little one give a presentation. So silly, so shy. I'm going to do a podcast with her this weekend because I need to get to the bottom of this. The fact that my little one is so animated, so colorful. She loves posting stuff on social media, loves telling stories. But then she gets in front of a class and she gets really shy. She gets really quiet. And I try to pump her up before I dropped her off this morning. Got to have fun. You got to just laugh. Enjoy it. There's nothing wrong. Everyone's rooting for you. Just make them laugh and you're good to go. And, you know, she did that, but she was just looking a little shy, looking down. I was like, oh, my munchkin. She's such a charismatic person that just stays to herself. But she needs to let that ray of sunshine come through a little bit so that we can all see it. But, yeah, I'm heading to work late. What else is new? I'm ready to go. I already checked out mentally. I'm slowly but surely getting into the make money mode, hustling mode, because at this rate, man, the way things are going, I just can't stay there. Something has to give. I said this before. But, yeah, so that's something that's going on here. And it's lovely as we head into the weekend. Gosh, it's just good to have my voice back, even though I'm still coughing. It's good to just be... Gosh, I always jinx myself. Darn it. But, yeah, so we'll see what this weekend brings. We'll definitely do some dancing, some fun with the little one. Got the scooter in the back. Yeah, man, should be fun. Should be good. But I wanted to get my thoughts on Jordan Peterson. I've been watching him do the rounds quite a bit. I didn't know this, but I guess he has a book coming out. 12 Steps How to Get Your Life Together. Something like that. The guy's been doing a lot of YouTube stuff. He's a former professor, and he's out now making the tours and the political agenda. He's part of the alt-right, I guess they say. But you listen to the guy talk, and he's very logical in the way he thinks. He's pretty much rooting for everyone, doesn't advocate violence, he just wants to have conversations, even if they conflict, even if they're different. And I'm just prescribed to that 100% because I think that's the way you grow. That's the way you get to the bottom of things. When you're able to sit with somebody that you have conflicting views about and you're able to agree to disagree or try to understand one another, there is some positivity in that because it doesn't become a very adversarial situation. It's something that you just go ahead and you guys will talk. And that's the thing about it is that some people, if you don't agree with them, they're just quick to name call you, especially in this day and age. I'll give an example. As for myself, I believe in pro-life, but I believe in a woman having ultimate control of her body and her decisions. So personally, if it was me, I would not have any thoughts about having an abortion or anything like that. But I understand it happens, right? And a woman has control over her body, over her decisions. And I'm all about a woman having control. But, gosh, you can't talk that way. You have to be one side or the other. Same thing with immigration. I'm all for people coming into this country and working their way through citizenship. And there's people that they're saying, oh, you're illegal. You shouldn't be here in the first place. The law is the law is the law. Right? That's just how. But people don't want to come to the middle ground on anything. And it's like one way or another. And I've talked about this before where I feel what happens ultimately is that people just have an ideology they carry from the family. They carry from their upbringing. They carry from their family values. And that core set of values is what they're standing for. So when you have people out there that really fight hard, not all of them, because some people do step away from the family mindset and they kind of create their own path and their own thinking. But I believe a lot of things that people believe and people embrace as far as being liberal or conservative, whatever you want to call it, it comes from their family upbringing and their values and what they want to instill within their family dynamic. And I believe that's just part of what it comes down to. So when you're attacking someone's family values in a way, and their views, how and how they're raising their kids and how they're having their significant other around. You know, all these things that are going on when you're attacking that and when you have a contrasting view, people take it personal because that's just how we're ingrained in this day and age. And then, obviously, with TV, is something that it just feeds a certain agenda. But I really believe YouTube and social media is something that has become more powerful and is something that's been proven already. But I believe that YouTube, I don't watch TV anymore, really. I'll watch maybe a sporting event, but that's the extent of it. I'm mostly watching YouTube because you're able to find whatever it is you want to watch. And even then, YouTube is trying to circumvent that as well. I wish somebody, a competitor, will come up for YouTube, like Daily Motion, something like that, where they go ahead and just have people, you know, whatever YouTube is not allowing you to put up, Daily Motion or these other websites that are streaming similar to YouTube will allow you to do that. I believe that's the, we have to allow for that freedom to happen because it comes back to if you have contrasting views with somebody, you're able to grow, you're able to challenge yourself. It's supposed to be uncomfortable, and I do believe that. It's a very uncomfortable feeling to talk to somebody that doesn't agree with you, that is very knowledgeable, very firm in their beliefs, and you're sitting there, now your own theories are being questioned. I remember that's how Pineapple was in the beginning when I was talking to her a lot about my dating theories and thinking. I mean, she was testing the fuck out of it. And she was just pushing back, being very adversarial. And at the end, I would tell her, look, I understand. There's no right or wrong here. I'm not trying to attack your ideology and your views. I'm just telling you how the dating world works from my perspective, from my angle. And it's something that I keep it general. And I'm not trying to, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. I always keep that in mind. And I always tell people to keep that in mind. It's not when I say things in generalities, it means that there is no outliers. Of course, there's always exceptions. There's always a percentage that is not going to fit the norm of what I'm saying. So if you don't fit that, by all means, don't go ahead and think that I'm calling you out or that I feel all people are that way. But it you have to be understanding that when we talk in generalities, that it's something that is based on our experiences. And I believe I'm pretty objective, and I try to come from a mindset of try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but then when there's just too much experience, or like the people will say, empirical data that just lets you know, hey, this is the way it is, then that's the way it is. And it's not about fighting. And I think people just love that debate, love having that fight. And I'm not in that mode. I used to be years ago. But I think once I started being on my own, I like my peace and tranquility. I don't like battling. And I try to avoid it during the political year when they're both voting. You just know people are getting all ramped up. People are getting all hype. And it's something that you just try to avoid altogether. Just like I say with Trump, I don't think Trump is a racist. I think he's a bigot. I think he's naive. But if you got to think about it from his world, from how he grew up, what he's been exposed to, right? Things he's done, he hasn't done. So I don't buy certain things because you have to educate yourself. And then you come to your own decision. And hopefully that decision you make is based on the information that you've gathered. But it can't be about you just having a skewed ideology and then trying to push that on someone else. It's like, okay, if you believe in religion, if you believe in, you know, whatever it is that you believe in, that's fine. But don't push that on me thinking that's right or thinking that's the way to go, the only way to go. And doesn't mean that, you know, society's going to go to hell and burn if we don't all think alike. It's okay. It's about respecting and learning how to coexist. That's the biggest thing that we have to do when it comes to just being in the society and being around people with different personalities and different views. As long as you're not imposing those views onto others and forcing them onto others. For example, it'll be something at work. I have a, if your boss has a problem with you being a homophobic or you being gay, whatever, you know, two extremes, then those beliefs have to be sheltered, shelved, whatever you want to call it. I'm sorry. And you have to understand that your views can't impact the work environment. And I think that's the only time you should not be trying to impose it. Whenever you're in a position of power, especially in a workplace environment, you can't let those views and those ways of thinking be the way in which you're governing people. You got to just treat everybody equal as long as everyone stays within their lane and everyone doesn't disrespect other people, then by all means. But you have to be accepting of other. And I think that's the one thing that we don't do enough. We don't emphasize to for all of us to be able to agree to disagree respectfully. For some reason, you can't bring it up because then it causes issues. People get personal, get angry. And I don't understand that because, again, we're not all going to agree on how we should act and not act. I'm going to have an opinion and you're going to have an opinion. And it's something that it's okay if you don't see things eye to eye. But for some reason, people just can't put those differences aside and not make it personal and just shake hands. Like, I'll never understand how people that just have conflicting views can't just agree to coexist and just respect each other's boundaries. For some reason, people get in that mode. And that's why, going back to Jordan Peterson, I love what he's doing because he had an interview with Kathy Griffin. It's a Canadian journalist, I want to say, or somebody from the UK, straight roasted her because she's trying to pin him in a corner, trying to create a propaganda agenda, trying to call him out for something he's not saying. He's just very calmly saying, listen, I mean, it's all good. There's nothing wrong here. You know, that's not what I said. But it was very fascinating because I think that's why TV is going out the window eventually. It's going to always be around, but I don't think it's going to be as powerful as the local content, something that I'm doing here right now, like with podcasting. People that create their own shows and their own views because there's going to be a crowd out there. And I'm not saying I have a crowd. I don't have anybody. But I'm saying that whenever you have a view that is authentic, that is genuine, that it's very honest, and it's not trying to sell you one ideology over another. It's just saying, just trying to come from a perspective of reality, from a reality that is only based on my experiences, right? Because my reality and what I think is different than what Trump thinks. We just lived in two different worlds. So, yeah, but if we're able to resonate with people because of that reality, it just allows us to be in a better place. I think all of us want to be understood. We want to be accepted for how we think. And I don't know, man. It's just I'm always about coexisting and moving forward and being positive and just having healthy discussions. That's the one thing that I would say podcasting allows to have if people are honestly engaging. But the problem is, you know, especially at my level, is that you have people that are obviously worried about their opinion. They worry about coming back to bite them, worried about whatever it is, and you know, no one really cares. No one really cares what you say, man. You don't have a million followers. You know, unless you have enemies that you have people that really hate you. But overall, man, this is just good stuff. It's the way, it's very cathartic, that's for sure. And I wish that all of us, man, we engage in conversations, healthy dialogue, healthy conversations, agree to disagree. Nothing wrong with it.